You're listening to SBS News.
The first earthquake struck at 2:27 in the morning off the east coast of New Zealand's North Island, 105 kilometres east of Te Araroa at a depth of 90 kilometres. Radio stations reported that a tsunami alert had been issued, with New Zealanders being told if they felt the quake to be long or strong, they should move to higher ground.
RNZ News at 3. Ngā mihi, I'm Peter McIlwain. The whole of the North Island has felt a magnitude 7.3 earthquake, which struck off the East Cape in the past half hour. The Ministry of Civil Defence and Emergency Management advises that people self-evacuate immediately from places near the coast where the earthquake was felt for longer than a minute or was strong enough that it was hard to stand. In these areas, a tsunami may have been generated and may arrive quickly.
The quake was later recategorised as a magnitude 7.1. Gisborne Mayor Ray Head-Stoltz told TVNZ people in her community already knew what to do.
I'm so proud because we teach our kids and our community, if it's long or strong, be gone. Because if it's a local earthquake, you need to self-evacuate. You cannot wait for any advice. So I'm very proud to say that the Tairawhiti community self-evacuated. They felt the earthquake, they made the decision, and they self-evacuated. So well done to everyone.
Then there was a second quake registered near the Kermadec Islands, around 1,000 kilometres away. But it was a third quake, a much more powerful 8.1 magnitude tremor that sparked a nationwide alert. The eerie sound of tsunami alert sirens echoed across some communities, while others were alerted by text messaging. Now, residents on stretches of both east and west coast of the North Island were told to get to higher ground or move further inland. Rita Baker, a long-term resident of Russell in the Bay of Islands, says people were taking the alerts very seriously.
Just in case anybody is thinking this isn't serious, this is the first time I've ever, ever seen all ferries, all boats leave the inner Bay of Islands. They're all just there seeking shelter. In the open sea, no less. And the siren is going off for a third time now. So something's coming.
At Tokomaru Bay, residents evacuated away from the beach, but having got there, local supermarket owner Chris Beard, along with other members of the volunteer fire crew, realised they needed to go back down to the town to collect some other residents.
There were some guys in our crew that were really good going through their phones and accounting for the people that we knew didn't have the technology to get the alarms through on their phones. A ute of the guys from the fire service came back down and picked up a few of the elderly and brought them back up, which was fantastic.
A short while later, video footage showed a surge of water sweeping into Tokomaru Bay, although the town was not damaged. Emergency Management Minister Kiri Allen advised people to stay in those safe positions until an all-clear was given.
We're asking those that have moved to high ground or inland to remain where you are until the official all clear is given. The official all clear will be given when we have the advice that it is right to do so. We know that people may get a little perhaps tired or bored sitting at home or whatever it may be. But we are asking, please do not go and leave those areas until you have the all clear.
By mid-afternoon local time, the tsunami alert had been lifted, although New Zealanders were being warned to stay away from beaches and from the water, as unexpected currents and surges were still likely. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern admitted she was jolted out of bed by the initial quake at 2:27 in the morning, and Kiri Allen says by 2:29, Ms Ardern was on the phone to her. A journalist asked Ms Ardern what her reaction was as she felt the quake roll through.
Bugger it. Pretty much what everyone else thought at that time. But, you know, this is, as the Minister has said, you know, these are, we are the shaky isles. And what we've got to do is make sure no matter what experience we have, we do everything we can to prepare so that in the future, if we have another experience, that we are even better prepared than we were the previous experience.
Experts at New Zealand's GeoNet service say it's extremely unlikely that today's earthquakes will trigger a significantly larger quake within the next month, but they admit it's possible another of similar size could hit. They say there is a 90% chance of an earthquake up to magnitude 7.9 coming within the next 30 days, most likely near the central Kermadecs again. Alan Lee, SBS News.